Around the same time that the College Track site opened its doors in 2012, 3rd and Gerald got another new resident, All Good Pizza. This is not your typical pizza joint. It's mostly outdoors and surrounded by a chain-link fence decorated with colorful nutrition-themed art and Bayview-centric murals. Inside the gates, it's a cross between a beer garden and a food truck park. Like most days, there are small clusters of folks, mostly workers from nearby businesses, lunching al fresco. They're sitting at reclaimed wooden tables amidst succulents and knickknacks. In the center of the lot is a permanently parked trailer emblazoned with All Good's motto, "We're a little bit Iowa, a little bit Louisiana, and a whole lot of Bayview." Inside the trailer, they make pizzas, paninis, and salads with all organic ingredients. And that's where I find the owners, Kristen Trahan, who's lived in the neighborhood for 14 years, and her husband, Matt.
Good afternoon, All Good Pizza.
My name's Kristen Trahan, and together with my husband, Matt, we own All Good Pizza.
We are on the corner of 3rd and Gerald. When people ask, you know, where do you live or where's your business, and I say Bayview Hunters Point, they go, ooh, you know. There's such a stigma attached to the neighborhood that it's unsafe or scary or, you know, that it's not. It's loud. There's sirens going all over the place. There's people yelling and hollering and, yeah, it is rough, you know. But I don't ever worry about anything, and I've been living here for 4 years.
You been for pickup?
JP. JP, no cheating.
Would you care for anything to drink?
No, thank you.
Okay. It's 8:16, please.
It's no mystery that we're a white couple in a predominantly black neighborhood. And it's not a thought in either of our heads until something happens where we realize that there's a lot of history here, and there's a lot of people that their parents and grandparents, you know, grew up here, and the Navy shipyards was active, and we're still newbies.
Babe, did you order produce?
Not yet.
We should probably order a couple of cases of the organic Las Amato Dino Kale.
Get two cases.
Cases of that. Get 4 cases of organic arugula. Fennel.
12-count fennel, 12-count radicchio.
Yes. That should be good.
And we got plenty of basil. We knew that we wanted to do something out of a truck or trailer or whatever. Not a big fancy restaurant that we would have to dump $2-3 million into to get going. And we came across this trailer on Craigslist. Purchased it before we even had a place to park it. We just knew that we were going for it. And we have a friend, Antoine, who's actually lives on Gerald, and he's in real estate. And he said, hey, what about this lot on across from KFC? Got a hold of the owners. We said, hey, just are you, you know, into giving us a lease? And they did. And when we first got the lot, it had been vacant for about 12 years, 10 to 12 years. And there was graffiti everywhere. There were people living in there. It was boarded up, chained up. It was an eyesore. I mean, we literally hauled off 16,000 pounds of garbage off of the lot just to get it cleaned and ready to even occupy it. I mean, between grass and weeds and trash. I mean, it was everything from needles to garbage bags full of stuffed animals.
Hi, I'm right with you guys.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
So when we first opened up, when we opened the doors, I mean, we literally had the trailer and 6 or 8 tables off of Craigslist. I think they were probably free. A couple planters lining the fence, and we opened up the doors, and honestly, the first day was, it was insane. A lot of people were looking forward to it because they'd saw us cleaning this lot for, you know, 6 weeks or so, and everybody's wondering what's going on. And the best part about it was people coming in like, what's kale, you know? And we're like, well, it's, you know, this is kale, and this is the way it's supposed to taste, and this is what it does to your body, and this is the vitamins that you get out of it.
Okay, 2 kale salads and a margarita pizza?
Yeah, everybody was skeptical, of course. You know, you don't have a kale salad in the Bayview. But we do, and it makes you feel different than KFC. We actually ate there quite a bit as we were starting up because it's the only thing around here. You know, there's nothing here. It's a desert. I mean, we don't have a grocery store. There's no produce, which is crazy because we have the main hub of all produce that comes into San Francisco is on Gerald Street in walking distance, but they take them from the Bayview and just ship them out. People that live here in the community that really want good produce go elsewhere. The closest Whole Foods is Petrel Hill. I mean, that's 3 or 4 bus rides away if you're not in a car. Or a 35, 40-minute T-train ride and then a bus ride. It's horrible. It's sad is what it is. It's really sad.
My name is Sean Moore.
I grew up in Bayview Hunters Point, around the corner.
And I do soap art at All Good Pizza.
He actually creates sculptures out of soap.
I like that.
Wow, that's nice clean work there. I like that.
Yeah.
But right. These, seriously, if you could make a bunch of those as fridge magnets, people would buy those.
How do I know I'm an artist? My hands tell me I'm an artist.
Sean's here working on his craft every day from about 10 to 3 p.m.
So I'm like, you know, the on-site artist.
He doesn't really have a place to store stuff, so we keep it stored away for him in the shipping container and stuff, keep it dry.
I stay at Mama Brown's. It's a shelter.
He's become good friends, and he's just a good guy. He helps out around, you know, the place, and he's happy to have a place to do his art.
Like this past weekend, they was closed for like, 4 to 5 days. And I was like, damn, I can't do my art, so...
What kind of soap do you use?
Jergens.
Jergens?
Yeah.
Not the best?
No, it's the cheapest. But, like, all this is San Quentin soap. See, this is the soap we used to get. When you're incarcerated, generally you try to do something to pass the time or do something artistic that you can sell to make you some money. So I would make chess pieces and sell them.
Do you ever do customized ones?
No, it all depends on the person. If I size them up and I feel they're going to be real picky and technical and everything, I won't even get into that. Basically, I do this for me. I don't do this for nobody else. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do the Cuban.
Can I get the turkey pesto panini?
And that's for here?
Yeah.
And a name for that order?
My name is Aaron Avery. I'm sitting at All Good Pizza, having a panini that costs $7.50, which is cheaper than across the street at the local liquor store. I'm in the tech world, and a bunch of us tech entrepreneurs moved out here and got a house together so we could create an incubation lab and have a backyard that we could go hang out and have a log cabin and a fire pit in. I lived in the neighborhood for about 2 years. I started in Soma and then went to Mission Bay, and then as that started building up, I was kind of trying to get out of the high-rises and into the backyards. Bayview is a great community. It's very diverse. It has a lot of different cultures that are on top of each other, but they all seem to get along very well. It's inspiring because when you get caught up in the tech culture, you lose sight of what really is important. And here, you know, the other day, if you go to the Rose House down the street, there's 3 days a week they have tables out there, and they're giving food to underprivileged and families that can't afford food. And then you can walk 1-2 blocks down the road here and you can be at All Good Pizza. And there's just a really good sense of community.
Having condos on the corner of 3rd and Gerald is probably not very far off. It's just, I don't want it to change too much. I don't want there to be a bunch of people, rich people coming in here, buying up the houses, redoing them, and turning it into Malibu, or make it look like something that's completely different. I would love the neighborhood to stay exactly the way it is and just progress with all the same people here, with all the same businesses. I just don't want it to lose its character.
That was Kristen and Matt Trahan of All Good Pizza and neighborhood residents Sean Moore and Aaron Avery. While much of San Francisco becomes unaffordable, Bayview is a place where prices are steep but not totally insane. But it's changing fast. Many in the area were surprised when a two-unit Victorian next to College Track sold for exactly $1 million, and nearby, places are listing for even more. Many of the folks who live and work around 3rd and Gerald welcome the change. They think the neighborhood has been neglected and underserved for years. Sure, there's a bit of nervousness about getting priced out, but there's also an excitement about Bayview becoming a better place to live. As we've seen in the rest of the city, tomorrow could be different. This neighborhood could be developed beyond recognition. 15 years ago, when I left San Francisco, the corner of 3rd and King was just warehouses and a few dance clubs. Now, it's one of the most expensive spots in the city. 15 years from now, it's hard to say what the intersection of 3rd and Gerald will look like. But one thing is certain, it will be different. In Bayview, I'm David Boyer for Cross Currents.